In keeping with the secular holiday called Halloween, my son had a special greeting for me yesterday morning. He said to me in the living room, "Happy Spooky Day." Sounds funny. But it does call to mind associations with that holiday, things like haunted houses, horror movie marathons, fictitious monster creatures like zombies. On this day after, which happens to be a lesser-known religious holiday called All Saints' Day, let's turn our attention to an actual real-life monster. Someone so completely out of control on a real rampage of spiritual destruction, posing a very real threat to you and me. The Bible identifies this monster from hell using the image of a dragon in the book of Revelation to portray how things truly go between Christians and the devil, with Jesus in the middle. We turn to Revelation 20. "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up, and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were finished." Two things to notice about the monster from hell are the expanded description of who he is and the expanded description of what has happened to him because of Christ. He is definitely on a rampage of destruction. According to Revelation 12, he tried to destroy Jesus when the Savior was just a helpless infant. When that plan failed, he came after the Holy Christian Church in the form of persecutions, which included martyrdom. When that didn't work either, he went back to what he's always been doing: going after individual believers. That makes him a real threat to you and me, with this added problem: he doesn't look like a monster. He knows how to disguise himself. For the most part, he stays out of sight, working behind the scenes to set the trap. Oftentimes, that trap is going to be words spoken, a popular message or trend, a mantra, and always some kind of lie involved, just as he did in the beginning as the serpent lying to Eve in the Garden of Eden. Oftentimes the trap, the lie, is some temptation to commit a specific sin. Sometimes the trap, the lie, is designed to trick us into thinking, "Oh, we're okay. We don't need to repent. We're fine the way we are." Sometimes the lie comes from the other direction. "Oh, you went too far. You've sinned too much. You've crossed the line, and because of what you did, you're past the point of being saved," says the serpent, says the dragon. Especially in that way, the dragon serpent lives up to the other combination of names that we know a little bit better: devil, Satan. Devil actually means false accuser. Satan means enemy. The monster from hell is truly our enemy, seeking to accuse us before God. And he has, think of it, 6,000 years of experience setting the kind of traps that work on so many people. Basically, it's a two-step thing with him. Step one, exploit a person's weakness as the trap tempting that person to sin. If step one works, step two, pile it on as far as guilt goes. Have that person feel bad about what he or she did in the hope that the individual walks away from the presence and the grace of God. On a personal level, if we're talking about a clash that's 1v1, you, the sheep, versus Satan, the dragon, it's over. You become another helpless victim in a long line of victims. However, you have the Lamb of God on your side, the conquering King who, as the picture points out, has slammed the door shut on the devil. Because of Christ, the dragon is locked up. Let's understand how that plays out in terms of our own Christian lives. It's really about Good Friday and Easter. Because of Christ, his sacrificial death and resurrection, the devil's ploys are decisively overturned. They're not going to work on God's people. His two best moves, the undeniable guilt of your sin and the fear of death and judgment, are decisively overturned. After all, his sacrifice was more than the payment of your debt. It has completely removed all of your sins from God's sight, making the devil's accusations baseless, empty, overruled by the God who forgives completely. As for the problem of death, which for many is still a monster that haunts them, the risen Christ has turned death for us into heaven's doorstep. That, in a nutshell, is your victory, won by Jesus, the Lamb of God who beats the dragon and crushes the serpent. That is your victory to be claimed and clung to by faith in the gospel. It is also a victory to use every time you're near the trap or you hear the lie. The monster from hell can't touch you when you stay with the Good Shepherd, whose victory is assured to us when he says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." Amen. We'll close our worship with hymn 798, stanzas 3 and 4, stanzas 3 and 4 of hymn 798.